Did he say that about me?
Yes. But he said, well, it was his son-in-law who said, Mr. really ought to write a book.
Kenneth.
Yes.
So I thought, well, that's
good.
Yeah, I've sat down and talked with Kenny and his wife quite a lot. And
Janie,
yeah.
She's a cutie.
Yeah, she's a pretty good player, too.
Yes.
She reads very rapidly.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
I can have a little claim on her since she's my niece.
Since what?
She's my niece.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Now, don't you tell her what I'm going to say.
All right.
I'm quite a technician, and I play, I don't care how Chopin wrote a thing, I play it to suit myself.
Uh-huh.
Jane is a very, very rapid reader. I wish I could read notes like she does. But I think she devotes all of her time to reading and has failed to get into the feeling of her music.
Yeah.
Now, please don't say anything.
Oh, I'm saying
I'm very particular about who I say anything, because I wouldn't want to hurt anybody else's feelings. They may not like the way I play.
I could understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Maybe part of the impatience of youth.
Yeah, it might be a lot to that. I don't know. I just often wondered about it.
She's a pretty busy little girl.
Yes, she is.
So. Let's see. Oh, a question I was going to ask you. The water pipe, the outlet on the water pipe there.
Yeah, referred to as a faucet.
Okay.
Or another thing, they call them spigots a lot of times. You've heard them called a spigot.
And that would be used right alongside. Probably just as often, or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if it's on a barrel, what would it be, the outlet?
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's where they would call it, spigot on a barrel.
You're not wrong if you heard it.
I've heard it.
There's
no
right or
wrong.
I've
referred to spigot as a faucet and a kitchen as a spigot.
Okay.
Which they could be the same thing on a barrel, a spigot or a faucet.
Mm-hmm.
Because anything that turns and are operated in certain position as they are could be referred to as a spigot or a faucet.
Yes. Surely. Now, what about this triangular device that we use to help us see that we don't spill oil or gas or something when we're putting it in
a funnel.
Okay.
Yeah, funnel. I've always heard them called funnel. I've never heard them called anything else but a funnel.
We don't see so many of them around. Now, why is that?
I don't think people use them so much. I've got three there in my kitchen cabinet. One's about that big, and the other's about the biggest one's about like that.
Yeah.
I use them for once occasionally. Mm-hmm. Or maybe something, I want to put something in a bottle. Or something like that.
Right.
In the handle.
Now, you've driven horses a good deal. What did you use? What do you call it?
They always referred to that as a whip.
Mm-hmm.
That's buggy whip.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And, well, actually, there haven't been very many oxen around this part of the country.
No.
So it's not even...
Back when I was telling you about the covered wagons down here, there were oxen at that time used around here. But not too many, because even today you will find the oxen yoke that maybe some farmer had back 100 years ago or so.
Mm.
And those big colors of wood, they call them the yokes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Right. It's changing just a little bit. For this container made of paper that we get groceries in.
Oh, paper bag,
mm-hmm.
Are referred to as a sack.
Uh-huh.
The old name was more commonly used, was referred to as a sack. Paper sack.
Sack's the older word.
Yeah.